recent references more plentiful than most of us would have ever thought likely to deer antler spray as a marvelously goofy, if not efficacious, performance-enhancing drug apparently aroused suspicion in some quarters, even before I spoke 2 weeks ago with David Epstein of Sports Illustrated on the Only a Game Facebook page. Andy Vinciquerra posted as follows: I hope that Bill, Doug, and the rest of the crew have been taking deer antler extract supplements and putting strategically placed stickers on themselves in preparation for this weekend's show. I'm expecting big things before the big game. Let me assure you, Andy, that you can't blame Super Bowl haiku on deer antler spray or holographic stickers. We produced our first Super Bowl haiku segment well before we knew of such wonders, no matter that it may seem otherwise. Our story about the $100 million grant Harvard University has received to study injuries suffered by pro football players got Stephen Fenwick thinking about another sport entirely. Something to learn from rugby, he asked on our website. He went on to explain that in rugby union, you must use your arms to tackle. Shoulder charges are illegal. Great rule, he added. The IOC's decision to drop wrestling from the 2020 Olympics provoked Paul Head to post as follows on our Facebook page: I'm just glad they kept the half-pipe full-contact snowboard derby. That is one sport I am sure the ancient Greeks participated in. Once again, it all comes down to greed and money. Doug Chapman sees in the IOC's decision an opportunity for the WWE, and his Facebook post reads, "What odds now that Vince McMahon starts his own Olympic wrestling tournament?" During my conversation with Charlie Pierce on the show several weeks ago, Charlie commented on the dubious injury timeout taken by Victoria Azarenka during the Australian Open, saying it was the sort of thing that leads some people to disparage pro tennis in general and women's pro tennis in particular. Several listeners begged to differ. Among the more articulate was Peter R. Jump of Charlottesville, Virginia. Mr. Jump praised the players on the pro tennis tour for their graciousness as well as their talent, and he wrote, "Charlie, let's not let the behavior of one or two entitled spoil sports tarnish the achievements of the many athletes working their socks off to entertain and enthrall us year-round." You can comment on anything you've heard on the show by visiting onlyagame.org. You can leave a comment on the listener line by calling 617-353-1860. And, of course, you can find us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Only a Game Radio.